I'm Steve Scheer.
And this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Last month, Seattle Art Museum opened the first West Coast show of paintings and sculpture by 20th century Spanish artist Joan Miró.
Miró is one of the great avant-garde artists from the European avant-garde early in the 20th century.
That's Seattle Art Museum curator of contemporary and modern art, Katrina Manchanda. She met me just inside the special exhibition galleries at SAM where this show's on view. The first thing you notice when you go there is color. The walls in the entryway are painted a deep, true red. You see that same red in most of Miró's paintings, along with blue, green, yellow, and black. Manchanda led me into the first part of the exhibition, and she sat me down in front of two huge canvases.
They're both very large. And in similar colors and with similar bold lines, one is a landscape, and it has a large round oval object in the middle. There's a creature at the bottom that's red with what in a black sea or something like that. And then the other painting is, well, there's a brown being, perhaps it's a woman, or perhaps it's a cow. A birdish, perhaps bird object is sitting on this brown creature. And there's a lovely blue moon. I think it's a moon in the sky.
I wish we could record everyone who comes to the galleries here to get their interpretation of what they see. Because there's a very interesting tension between how Miró titles the works. The one on the right, again, I mean, this is a painting, fabulous white background with stark black outlines, and then, you know, primary colors of red, yellow, and blue dominate, along with, you know, some brown. But he gives us a very concrete reference in the title. It is very factually titled Woman, Bird, and Night Sky. And yet, as we're looking at it, as we're trying to describe it, we would all be hard-pressed to identify the bird, the woman, and yes, perhaps that crescent shape is indeed the moon, but maybe it's meant to be something else entirely. So he gives us a suggestion in the title, but we are really meant to bring our own ideas and associations and kind of complete the picture for ourselves.
Joan Miró was born in 1893 in Barcelona, but Katrina Manchanda says he really got his artistic start in the 1920s in Paris. That's where he met Pablo Picasso, and that's where Miró was introduced to a group of surrealist painters and poets. I asked Manchanda to explain surrealism to me.
It was so diverse that it's hard to fit under one hat. I think that's the easiest way to start. Surrealism was very much influenced by ideas coming from writing and poetry, and the idea that the visible world in front of us is secondary to an imaginary world, as well as, you know, the world of dreams, of desires. Perhaps best way to describe it would be an alternate universe.
For me, I imagine it just as the paintings I'm sitting in front of. There is black that he uses to sort of lay out outlines, and then there are some amazingly saturated primary colors for the most part. And so it's sort of strong form and strong color.
Yeah, I think that's right. Again, I mean, if you're going one step back in that surrealist moment, one of the things why he was so celebrated at that time was, on the one hand, the introduction of words into the frame of the picture, and on the other hand, kind of anthropomorphic forms. So not a move into pure abstraction, but an abstracted form. Maybe that's the best way of describing it, which is something you can still see in the later, much more mature works that are on view here at the museum. In fact, the reason why this exhibition for all of us here is so exhilarating is we all know Miró as a painter, predominantly. But it's only after World War II that he starts getting very seriously into a sculptural practice. And this is what this exhibition is looking at, that conversation between the paintings and the sculptures.
The show's about half and half, painting and sculpture. All of the artwork comes from the collection at Spain's Reina Sofía National Art Museum, which collaborated with Seattle Art Museum on the show. Throughout the galleries, you see images of people and birds, although sometimes you have to look at that art for a while to recognize them.
If you're walking through the show, you will find the figure of the woman over and over again. And the woman is, for him, representative of everything that's of this world. of the here and now of our earthly existence, whereas the bird or the star, the moon, the constellations are for him all symbols of a poetic or imaginary realm to which we all perhaps aspire or strive for.
Some of this work is political. Miro strongly opposed Spanish dictator Francisco Franco, and he used his art to condemn the Franco regime. Manchanda says the artist was constantly reevaluating both his artistic style and his subject matter.
It's so interesting because his life itself was, of course, hugely impacted by war and turmoil, first the Spanish Civil War, and his own shuttling back and forth between France in Spain, and later on the island of Palma de Mallorca, where his mother had family. And then, of course, World War II, where things only got worse. And it's after the war that he decides to settle on the island of Mallorca. It's only when he's there in 1956 and he can unpack many of the works that had been in storage, you know, in all those war years, that he has the opportunity to critically reconsider and very consciously review everything he's made up to that point. And he's thinking about how he wants to move forward and where he wants to place his emphasis. He was never content with just continue doing what he was doing. But there is a process of active searching and questioning, and I think one feels that moving through the show. Miro himself said memorably of his work that he felt, I think the way he phrased it was, my work should be like a poem set to music by a painter. And I think that gives us an indication of his aim of creating a form of visual poetry almost.
Sam's Katrina Manchanda says most of this art has never been shown on the west coast of the U.S. before. The exhibition Miro, The Experience of Seeing, is at Seattle Art Museum until May 8th. Are you planning to go, Steve?
That was very exciting. I love Miro. I love that part of Spain. I really want to see those paintings. That's great.
And if it rains, it's the perfect thing to do. Got to tell you. With Steve Scher, I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record on KUOW.